I just, you know what I realized? I realized I didn't like working with people that I was already friends with. I was like, this creates an unsafe environment for me because I'm already, I know that I'm slow. I know that I am, and I can admit that.
Yeah. Okay. How are you slow?
Well, so I just like, I have that compulsion to like do things the way that I think is right. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I'll just take longer. Like, I'm like, oh, it's fine if I take a long time. Mm-hmm. Some people are not like that. They're like, just do it and be done with it. And I'm like, no, I can't.
I got to do it the Finn way.
I gotta rock this guy's world.
Yeah.
So I just didn't like, I felt like I was disappointing them, and then I had to see them the next day at school. Yeah, like, and they'd be like, sucks.
You fucking sucked at this shift, dude.
Yeah.
They'd be like, bringing it up in first period.
No, literally, they'd be like, dude, the way you cleaned the sink was heinous. Like,
you sucked at cleaning the sink, dog.
Yeah. I was like, well, fuck, I don't get high.
I don't want to be here with you guys. This sucks.
Yeah, so I left.
They're so fine. Where are you now?
Now I work.
Are you rich being a server?
I'm a little bit rich sometimes. It depends.
Yeah.
It depends. If I like take off a lot, I'm like, wow, my $90 bi-weekly paychecks really hurt me right now.
Yeah, that does fucking suck.
But sometimes I am rich. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's pretty good. Is this new, by the way?
It is new. It is new. I forget it's there.
Yeah. My sister has one.
I was like, hey, I want to get this to my dad. And he was like, okay, well, oh, I think you'll really enjoy this. His comment to me, and I quote this a lot because it sticks in my brain.
It was a good quote.
He looks at me and he goes, you know that's the ultimate sign of submission, right?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's a good quote.
It's also fucking insane.
No, I know. That is wild. Why would you say that? All right. If you're getting it, I need you to know this cool fact.
Yeah. And he was like, well, you're so, like, you can do whatever you want. And I said, yeah, I know. And
Did you have a response to the fucking sign of submission thing? Or were you like, okay, man?
I was like,
because that would baffle me.
I had nothing to say to that.
You were gagged.
I was gagged. He got me. He cooked me. He cooked my goose.
Yeah, no, that sucks.
Yeah, but and then right before I got it, my friends, like two of my friends, were getting them, and so they called me up and they said, "Hey, it's my birthday. You have to come and do this with me." And I said, "Oh no."
Oh man.
And then on my way out, I was like, "Hey, by the way, I'm doing it." And he went,
and that "Okay, was awesome. Yeah." All right. Well, cool. Are you happy with it? Do you like it?
I'm happy with it.
That's good. It looks good. Good.
Thank you.
Of course. But, yeah, I guess it's time to get into the damn Goblin Hour.
The world. What a terrifying place. Seek horrors, and you will find they exist behind every corner. If endless fears of evil beasts and the wickedness of reality torments your restless spirit, confront it. Take a seat and settle in. You've made it just in time for the Goblin Hour.
Woo! Goblin Hour, we're back.
Woo!
It's me, Ben, and I've got my returning guest,
Finn,
from the other episode.
From Redacted.
From Lizard Man episode. That's the only thing she's from.
Yes!
Finn, welcome. I would ask how you've been, but
we did just chat it up.
We chatted off book. But it's good to see you. It's good to have you back. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm richer than you last saw me. And I just came back from a doctor's appointment.
How'd it go?
Bad. They were like, hey, man, your meds are not really doing it. And I said, you're right. Could you cook something up for me in the lab? And they said, sure thing.
We'll do our best, kiddo. Yeah. Now get lost.
Exactly.
You got a Goblin Hour to go be on.
Yeah. So that's okay. Also, that's what I blame being late on, by the way. I meant to say that.
It's all right. I was kind of late, too. I was supposed to bring my backpack with me to work, but I forgot it, so I had to stop at home. But it means my cat got fed.
Woo! Yeah. Big ups for cats.
Yeah, she was screaming and crying, so she was excited. All right. So you've been paying attention to Goblin Hour lately. You've been listening to a few of the episodes.
Yes.
So you have a good idea of what we've covered, what we've been covering. Do you want to venture a guess what will be covered today?
I keep remembering all the things I wanted to tell you. This is relevant, though.
Okay.
In the last, was the Anteater the most recent one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the Anteater one, as I was listening to before I arrived here,
okay,
you had Animal Crossing music in the background.
I did.
And it got me thinking, wow, what's a really cool, scary little goblin creature?
Mm-hmm.
Kappas. Do you know what a kappa is?
I'll write it down.
Okay, you should.
Okay.
I now know that it's not this episode, but kappas.
That would have been a cool guess.
Yes.
You just came in and sniped it.
That would be sick. I was kind of hoping. It's like, obviously that wasn't going to happen, but.
Yeah, no, there are like a million cryptids. Like, I'll show you my list after. I'll show you right now, but I'll let you look over it.
Yeah.
So this is the top of the list of Goblin Hour topics.
Oh, wow.
And then.
Jesus.
I have this long ass list, so.
Yeah.
Kappa has been added.
Kappas are cool. They're Japanese, like, river spirits, and they're real funky. And in Animal Crossing, they're Cap'n. The boat guy.
Oh, he is that. Yeah, yes. You're right. I remember that.
So that's what got me thinking about it.
Okay, cool. Good fact. Last time you were on, you actually told me a Japanese fact.
I did?
About the skins guy
who carried... Yeah. I love some Japanese history. It's always the most wild shit.
Yeah. Oh,
can I cuss? I forgot.
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
this is my damn show. These fuckers can't censor me.
This is my damn ass bitch ass show.
Yeah, so they can't do jack. But yeah, it's not the Kappa... You might be noticing a theme with what I've picked for you this time.
It's lizards again.
No, it is not lizards again. I mean, there's parts of it that are referred to as a lizard thing, but it's not. This is the Loveland Frog, also known as the Loveland Frogman. So the Frogman.
Woo!
Are you excited?
I am, actually.
Have you ever heard of this creature?
I have not.
Me neither. I was doing research a long time ago. And it came up and I wrote it down. It was one of the first things I actually wrote down. So I'm excited to finally be getting rid of it.
Oh.
But no, it's interesting. I'm not trying to hate on it.
I was gonna say, you gave me the throwaway one.
No, this is a good one.
Okay.
I've been anxiously anticipating it. Like, this is one of the first ones I was like, oh, I gotta cover that.
Okay, big.
Like, honestly, the reason I didn't do it with you last time was because we did Lizard Man and I was like, no, I won't do the frog yet. We'll do Lizard Man, which is kind of close. And this time I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Finn can get the real Frog Man.
Yes.
Lizard Man was like a broke ass, fake ass Frog Man.
He's the layman's Frog Man.
Mm-hmm. And also, this meme isn't really relevant anymore. He's from Ohio. So, you know.
Whoa. Is he
most normal frog in Ohio? He's
yes.
got Riz. He's got Skibbity.
He was at the TikTok Riz party.
He was dancing with those cool young men.
I am envisioning like a Frog and Toad style, like hopping around like massive frog with a violin.
We normally never start like this. Guess what? You get to describe a picture. This is an artist rendering of the frog. It's in the top left. The other one's like just an iguana or something.
It is just an iguana. The so-called frog. I'm reading this.
Okay.
Was more likely a large tailless iguana. I've just been spoiled.
No, look at the top one.
Oh. Yeah, this is exactly what I envisioned, though. Just a
yeah.
really, really large frog.
Listen, they can say it was probably an iguana, but it definitely wasn't. It was a frog, man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
My visuals.
But are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm so excited.
This, I don't know if this part's going to go in, actually. That was an upgrade of Goblin Hour. If you notice the Animal Crossing music, yours has dead silence in the background.
Oh.
Because I hadn't started doing that yet. So that's why I wanted to get you in before I lose access to the studio so we can have a remastered, fully edited. Maybe every now and then a funny sound effect comes in.
Yes.
Maybe every now and then, you know, the music changes when it gets scary. So
I loved it. I noticed it.
You appreciate the budget increases.
Yes. Okay. I donated $1 more to the Patreon.
Okay. You're in the better tier. You're in the goblin tier now.
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm sat.
In Ohio folklore, the Loveland Frog, also known as the Loveland Frogman or Loveland Lizard, is a legendary humanoid frog described as standing roughly 4 feet, 1.2 meters tall, allegedly spotted in Loveland, Ohio. In 1972, the Loveland Frog legend gained renewed attention when a Loveland police officer reported to a colleague that he had seen an animal consistent with descriptions of the Frogman. After a reported sighting in 2016, the second officer called a news station to report that he had shot and killed the same creature weeks after the 1972 incident and identified it as a large iguana that was missing a tail. Not the same creature then.
Oh, yeah. No.
Because then it would be the Frogman.
Exactly.
Yeah. So far, I don't know if I'm trusting this. University of Cincinnati folklore professor Edgar Slotkin compared the Loveland Frog to Paul Bunyan, saying that stories about it have been passed down for several decades, and that sighting reports seem to come in predictable cycles.
Paul Bunyan really got me.
You're a big Paul Bunyan fan.
I just don't know how that's relevant to frogs.
Because he's a legendary creature spanning decades, just like Paul Bunyan himself.
I think Frogman's going to be better.
I do too. I'm not going to lie. When I showed you that cool picture, you didn't really describe it.
Oh, but, sorry.
It's okay. It's just a, like, it looks like a frog standing up on its hind legs that's bigger than, like, a guardrail. It's probably, like, 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
But like, it looks cool and scary.
He's really hunched, though, in the picture.
He is, which is kind of perfect. Like, honestly, I can't imagine this isn't the picture I use for the thumbnail because he looks just that awesome. Oh, also, I'm not sure I've mentioned this on an episode yet. Goblin Hour is also being uploaded to YouTube same day as Spotify now.
Wow.
I realized there was just one box that, like, wasn't clicking on the thing where I upload it, so.
Oh, dang.
Now, if you're listening or watching this on YouTube, shout out to you. Leave a comment.
Shout out YouTube.
Don't, yeah, leave a comment.
Leave a comment. Dislike this video.
Dislike this video to show your support.
Slap that dislike button.
That would be interesting. I wonder if anyone's even gonna, because I don't know if a lot of people watch this on YouTube, so. If you've somehow gotten 15 minutes in the episode when we've said Loveland Frog maybe twice, go ahead and slap a dislike on it, because this is not the content you clicked for. But anyway, moving on. University of Cincinnati, yeah, folklore, Paul Bunyan. According to various legends, the creature was first sighted by a businessman or a traveling salesman driving along an unnamed road late at night in 1955.
Exactly like the lizard man.
You're right. Except that was a spunky little teenager, I think.
Spunky little teenager and businessman are close enough.
Oh, yeah. You texted me a while ago, and I never really answered your question. You asked me what Mind Goblin is, what a Mind Goblin is. Well, it's because I figured eventually I'd have you back on. And a Mind Goblin is basically like, would you mind Goblin D's nuts?
I walked into that one.
I know. It was months in the making, too. You had time to remember and be like, oh, it's probably a setup.
No.
But no, you just thought Mind Goblins were a real creature. Unfortunately,
I'm gonna
no.
I'm going to continue to interrupt you reading this now.
That's
You're
okay.
never getting through it.
That's part of the rules.
Spite.
In one story, the driver was heading out of the Branch Hill neighborhood when he spotted three figures stood erect on their hind legs along the side of the road. Erect? Audience? I wish there was like a woo!
Yeah.
But woo! Unfortunately, no. Maybe I'd put the edit that in post. Okay. Hind legs are in remote, each standing about 3 to 4 feet in height with leathery skin and frog faces. In other versions of the story, the creatures were spotted under or over a poorly lit bridge, and one held a wand over its head that fired a spray of sparks.
That's wild.
Yeah, I didn't know they had powers.
I didn't know they had accessories.
They watched the Goblin Hour Spells episode. They've been practicing. Loveland police reports. On March 3rd, 1972, at 1 a.m., Loveland police officer Ray Shockey was driving on Riverside Drive near the Totes Boot Factory in the Little Miami River when an unidentified animal scurried across the road in front of his vehicle. The animal was fully illuminated in his vehicle's headlights, and he described it as 3 to 4 feet long and about 50 to 75 pounds with leathery skin. He reported spotting the animal crouched like a frog, in quotes, before it momentarily stood erect to climb over the guardrail and back down towards the river.
Why can't they just say stood up? Why do
they have to say erect.
Stood erect?
It stood erect.
Something about that frog just really inspired certain word choice.
That was the good word for these frog fanatics.
Yeah.
Dude, there was another crazy thing. I'm probably... There's a good... Whatever. this segment is the social chat segment. Woo! Finn.
Yes.
We had a new person at work. I will not give away their name or gender.
Okay.
Because it's important. One day...
Sorry, wait. Are they...
I can't confirm or deny.
Okay.
Cut this. Yeah, they are.
I think I know who you're talking
about.
Kid. Anyway, continue.
Okay. So one day, and this gave you a lot of street cred, we were talking about it. Me and Finn were there, right? Me and other Finn.
Yeah.
And we were chatting. And I was like, oh, yeah, I thought the Finn that was coming in was the girl Finn or something. And I was like, no, she doesn't work here anymore.
She died.
Yeah, she has passed away. And we just started being like, yeah, she's epic. And he was like, said something to the effect of, yeah, I always thought she was one of the, like, super popular girls or something. Thought you were super epic.
That's,
like, you're a popular kid.
That's really wild to me. Can I tell you?
Yes.
You might have to cut this because this is going to sound really mean on my part.
No, it's okay. I probably agree.
But I told you about when I saw...
work?
Yeah. I, like, went into...
I don't think I heard, but go ahead.
I went in to get my tax, like, stuff.
Yes, and
like,
that's when this saw you, too.
Yes, yes. And I... They was like... hey, do you go to oh, do you go to my school? And mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I do. And they go, oh, I've seen you in the halls, like, whatever, whatever. And I was like, oh, cool. And I'm thinking, this kid's got to be, like, sophomore, maybe yeah. a junior. And I was like, oh, what grade are you? And they go, 12. And I was
yeah.
like, oh, shit, you're one of my peers. I should know you.
Yeah.
Like, I should have seen you in classes and things, and I had never seen this person before a day in my life.
And that's crazy.
So awkward that I just was like, oh, cool, nice. And then I went and talked to
So how you like in high school, kiddo?
I just, like, I did, and I felt really bad afterwards. I was like, damn, I should have been, like, see you at school or something.
Yeah.
Like, tried to connect, but.
Yeah, no. That would have been awkward.
It was, but.
I think you said one of the popular, quote-unquote, mean girls.
I mean,
one of the popular sort of badass. But me and Finn were like, holy shit. I didn't know Finn was cool. We thought she was just a funny little guy.
She's just a little freak.
We thought she was a funny little guy who'd come in and put her hat backwards. I didn't know she was like that.
Well, like,
but you got a lot of street cred for us
damn,
when that happened.
That's so cool. Wow, I feel so cool. No, I think this is so.
So I guess that makes sense. In school, you're kind of not really. Once you have your friends, you're just like, oh, again with
yeah.
this shit. We're
oh
doing English
God.
And another day.
Yeah. That and, I had a. This might, I don't know, I don't think this is public information, but,
okay.
And so I would, flat tire him and trip him in the hallway.
What is flat tire him? Would you literally go to his car?
No. I shut up. I did threaten many times, like, I'll key his car for you.
Yeah.
But, that's when you step on the back of someone's heel.
Oh, that's called flat tiring?
Yeah, it's called flat tiring. There's probably other things.
Okay. Be evil.
I might be evil for sure.
But
same tier.
Okay, then
that's,
it's okay.
Yeah, that's why.
He had his Fortnite backpack, and you're like, nice shoes, dumbass.
No.
That's good information.
Sorry about this segue.
End social segment. Is there anything else about this dumbass frog? 2 weeks after the incident, Mark Matthews reported seeing an unidentified... This is a police officer.
Okay.
Seeing an unidentified animal crouch... No, definitely not. This guy's saying some horse shit. Crouched along the road in the same vicinity as Shockey's sighting. Matthews shot the animal, recovered the body, and put it in the trunk. This guy's such an idiot, though, also, because he killed an iguana and was like, I got the frog, man. And it's like, what are you...
Yeah,
why would you shoot it, also, as your first instinct? You saw an animal on a guardrail and went, I'm going to kill this. I'm on, like, duty.
Yeah, let me whip out my pistol. And
psycho.
Shoot. Yeah, no.
Actual psycho shit. Matthews speculated the iguana had been someone's pet that either got loose or was released when it grew too large.
Yeah, so he's just a dickhead who didn't pass biology.
This guy's such a moron. Holy shit, I hate that guy. All right. In 2023, the Loveland Frog became the city's mascot. The frog dressed as a frog prince debuted at the city's second annual Hearts of Fire weekend celebration and appears at other city events.
Well, that's cute.
That is cute.
So he's a good guy.
Kind of terrible start, though. They show me an incredible picture of this amazing frog, and then this fucking moron kills an unrelated animal.
I liked the one story had, like, a wizard staff, though.
That was sick.
Yeah.
That was badass.
I hope that continues.
And this article is, like, really stupid. Like, look at this.
I'm looking at it. There's, like, two words on the front.
And they're really small. All right, Loveland, Ohio. In Loveland, a 4-foot frog roams marshes on its hind legs. At least that's what a local legend claims. It's a tale that dates back to the 1950s, when a businessman claimed he saw multiple bipedal frogs along the Little Miami River. And the frogman's legacy lives on in modern days. Allegedly spotted most recently in 2016. Oh, with some guy... Did somebody just try to get in?
No, sorry. I was... yawning,
oh, okay.
And I turned my head away.
Okay, I thought you were checking the door.
No.
I thought you were trying to make sure you could escape if you had to.
I did come home and forgot to close... This is another social anecdote.
Social anecdote.
I came home from work the other day. It's like 9:30 at night, and my back door was open. So I, like, put my keys between my fingers and, like...
smart choice.
Cleared my house like I'm in the military.
Yeah.
And in the end, I think I just... My door is old, and so the moisture made it swell, and it didn't close all the way.
But. Yeah. That crack in the wall with the eyeball poking out has probably always been there, too.
Yeah, no.
You got nothing to worry about.
And the weird moaning coming from my attic is...
Yeah. Oh, the attic's creaking different. All right. What else is going on
guests.
Here? Sam Jacobs said he was playing Pokemon Go in mid-August of 2016 near Congregation Beth Adams Synagogue on Loveland Madeira Road. He said he crossed train tracks to the banks of Lake Isabella when he spotted something strange. We saw a huge frog near the water. Not in the game. This was an actual giant frog.
And he couldn't catch it?
He couldn't. He tried. Then the thing stood up and walked on its hind legs. I realize it sounds crazy, but I swear on my grandmother's grave, this is the truth. Jacobs claimed the frog stood around 4 feet tall, sending dark photos of the creature to support his claim.
Okay, well,
it's the second document.
I don't know. I feel like it was probably just a really sick Pokemon.
Yeah, it could have been Politoed.
Yeah, it could have been Politoed.
Maybe even Poliwrath.
Did he? I wonder. He should have asked the Frogman if he played Pokemon Go, like if they were there for the same reason.
Ooh, he was trying to catch Squirto. Anyway, I don't know if this is authentic. It looks AI generated. But go ahead and take a look at it. It's an image.
I'd love to peruse.
It's kind of similar to what you described of Toad and Frog. Like, it looks like if they were going to do a live-action film version directed by Michael Bay, that's how he would look.
I'm inclined to believe this is AI just because his fingers look really, like, human-handy.
Yeah.
And so I feel like...
The whole thing, it looks a little too, like, high-res. Like, this, you know a person made this.
That's a piece of shit. This, like, thing sucks. Photoshop.
You can tell a guy made this.
Picto art, like, yeah. No, this is a little too high quality, and that's not what I come here for.
Dude, speaking of Photoshop, I gotta tell you something off mic out of this building, because it's so controversial about Photoshop.
Ooh.
Like, it's crazy.
Okay, I'm excited.
It's epic. The Loveland Frog, a legendary creature of Ohio folklore. I can't believe this thing is from Ohio. That's so fucking Sigma.
Every time you say it, I'm just thinking of that every time. Yeah, it's crazy.
The Loveland Frog is a mysterious creature that has been reported to inhabit the marshes and rivers of Loveland, Ohio. Some say it is a humanoid frog that stands on two legs and has leathery skin. Others say it is a large iguana that escaped from captivity and lost its tail. Nah. This is a big frog, man. Come on.
Iguanas don't get that big. Frogs, on the other hand.
Frogs, on the other hand. When combined with a man, yes. The first reported sighting of the Loveland Frog... God damn, this is like all the same thing. Unidentified animal that matches the description. Yeah, 2 weeks later, sightings.
Does he get a wizard staff again?
No, it's not saying that this time.
Anyways.
All right, the explanations of the Frogman. What could be the origin of the Loveland Frog legend? There are several possible explanations, ranging from natural to supernatural. One explanation is that the sightings are based on fucking fuck off. Yeah, of course. These animals could have been seen. Another explanation is that the sightings are hoaxes or pranks perpetrated by people. Okay. Here's the real one.
Let's get it.
A third explanation is that the sightings are paranormal phenomena involving cryptids, aliens, or interdimensional beings. There we go.
Yes.
Some people believe that the Loveland Frog is a mysterious creature that has eluded scientific discovery or classification. Others believe that it is an extraterrestrial visitor or an entity from another dimension or reality. These theories are based on speculation and lack of evidence, but appeal to some people who are fascinated by the unknown and unexplained.
It appeals to the real G's who...
The goblin heads
the
out
goblins.
There.
The goblins.
Yeah, whether it was a real creature or not, it remains a part of the local culture and history. True. I also found on this page, you can look at it a little bit, little, like, I guess foreshadowing for you. If you start on the bottom of this page, then go to this page, and then flip this page, it's just a list of other cryptids, and a lot of them I'd never heard of.
Oh, I thought it was a full frog poem, I will be honest.
would be sick.
They're just waxing poetically about frogs.
But the frog man...
The bat squatch?
I have that written down.
Yeah, these are wild.
Yeah.
I do not know a lot of these.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm really actually very invested in this. Jersey Devil shout out.
So keep your eyes peeled for a lot of these new ones. This is really good content right now that we're both silently reading.
Sorry, I'm just really upset. Just some of them are so wild, like melon heads.
Oh, yeah, I know. I have no idea what the hell these are. They're going to be incredible.
Yeah, this is big for you. Mm-hmm. They really set this up for you.
That's like the only reason I printed this article, too, I think, because that one kind of had nothing going on. So.
Yeah, Pope Lick Monster.
Dude, I'm going to go in and I'm going to listen to this back. It's going to be crazy because I'm going to cut it in a way that it's like, anytime I find an anecdote, I'm going to put it on like another layer so I can just see how much is anecdotes and how much is got
so much.
Frog. It's probably going to be like 40 minutes this and then 20 minutes and it's going to be like, oh, wait, I remembered something else.
I was like, damn, how long have we been doing this? It's been like an hour.
Yeah, no, it's been a while.
We haven't even gotten to the aliens
yet. The real meat and potatoes.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you the spec before I get really absorbed.
Yeah. Now, more Goblin Hour content coming eventually. Keep your eyes peeled, fans. But, yeah, the Loveland Frogman, also known as the Loveland Lizards, are cryptids who derive their name from the area they inhabit. Yeah. They've been sighted in Claremont County.
Okay, so these are, Bigfoot, where it's kind of a species. Like, there's not just one man.
No. It's not just a frogman. These are the frogmen.
Okay.
Yeah. Evidence had 4 sightings, 1 in 55, 2 in 72, and 1 in 2016. And the 2016 sighting has video evidence associated with it, but it's likely a hoax due to its location in a city. All right, whatever.
Oh, Ohio's not trustworthy?
No, only in Ohio, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Audience. Yeah, there's not too many Ohio jokes in this one.
No.
The taxonomy. The Loveland frogmen are reportedly bipedal frogs, bipedal, if you're Chloe, you want to correct me.
This would make
I don't know.
Sorry. Oh,
she said she would always say bipedal. I said bipedal. This would make them the only species of frog that are bipedal. True. Description. Are bipedal frogs, as made evident, due to their leathery skin as well as their webbed hands and feet. Creatures have frog-like heads with wrinkly skin on top of them. They're around 1 meter tall. Yep. Claremont County, Ohio. Yep. We know that. Sightings. Amphibious anomalies have shocked and terrified both businessmen, farmers, and police officers, and remain one of the most intriguing cryptozoological mysteries in the United States.
Are they? Feels like there's not that much info on them.
Yeah, there really isn't. Like, all of it is like, oh, it wasn't real.
These cops loved shooting iguanas.
They executed it. Like, what? Why? Yeah, it's just talking about, here's this again. Taken aback by the frogman's reptilian visage, Matthews unholstered his revolver and took a shot at the creature.
Okay, don't write fan fiction about him now. This is too, like...
This is the fan fiction about how cool he is. He was scared, but he stood fast.
Is that real?
No, that's my addition.
It's like, there's no way they kept going.
Yeah, no. Possible explanation, yeah, no. Skip. I'll show you the gallery here in a second. Actually, it kind of sucks, but you can still look at it. Yeah. Hand it back to me once you're done. This is the only page of the gallery worth looking at.
Fun fact, once more.
Describe them,
social
too.
Social anecdote. Oh, okay, I'll do that.
Okay. Do you want to do your social anecdote first before you forget?
My social anecdote is today I took the AP Lit exam.
Yeah?
Was
it online or physical?
Physical.
Okay.
And one of the questions is always kind of like free response. They're like, here's a prompt we want you to answer. Pick a book you've read, mm-hmm. right? And they'll list you books, whatever.
Do you do your cockroach book?
I wanted to. Okay. I went in wanting to, but I knew that might not apply. And I have since realized that unless I get a 5, I don't get comp 2 credit. And I already...
Really? Yeah. That's to be a perfect score?
So Lang, you can take Lang and you can take Lit. 2 separate tests. Mm-hmm. I've taken Lang. I got a 4.
Nice.
That covers comp 1.
Nice.
If you get a 5 on either, if you get 3 to 4, you get comp 1. If you get 5, you get comp 2. But it's the same for both tests.
Okay.
So even if I pass Lit, I don't get comp 2. I just get comp 1 again.
And you have to get another cool language final once you get into your school.
Yeah.
And so, you've been accepted to the school you picked, right?
Yeah.
Do you have your classes picked out?
I do not.
Do you know when that is?
I don't.
Okay.
I've been avoiding it.
Yeah, no, that's reasonable.
But, yeah. So I went into this test knowing that I was going to fuck around because I did not anticipate getting a 5. I felt really confident in Lang and I got a 4. So I was like, nah, I'm not getting the 5. So I went in knowing I was going to fuck around. I was going to write about my cockroach book. But then when I couldn't do that, I did in fact write about fan fiction.
Really?
And present it like it was a real book.
What was the fan fiction?
A Harry Potter fan fiction.
Okay.
That I read in middle school.
Was it good?
At the time, yeah.
Was it about... Wait, hold on. Tell me more about this. So it's a Harry Potter fan fiction, but how did you write about this and not have them be like, well, this is clearly Harry Potter, but this did not happen in the books?
So the prompt for it was like, write about a character or like characters who exhibited indecision and how like this indecision between something like...
So you wrote about a Harry Potter fan fiction?
Yes.
Okay.
Facilitated, like said something about the book, contributed to interpretation of the book. I wrote about a fan fiction about where Voldemort wins, right? He wins the war. And so...
This is a dark angst fan fiction.
Yes, it was, because I was in middle school.
Yes.
And it's called The Auction. You should read it, probably.
Check out the auction if you like Harry Potter.
Shout out the auction one time. And they, like, round up all the order members or whatever, all the non-Voldemort people.
The Harry Potter team.
Yes, and they sell them. At an auction, yes.
Is One Direction by a girl or something?
Probably. It is about Hermione gets bought by Draco and they fall in love.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How sweet.
It's really great. But I wrote about it and I did not say Hermione's name. I said only Draco's name and then referred to Hermione, unfortunately, as his lover because I didn't want to say both of them because I was like, if I say both, they're going to know.
You erased a woman from the narrative.
I did. And I realized later, I was like, wait, Hermione's like a real name. Like, that's a Shakespeare person. It'd be more realistic that her name would get
still be there rather than Draco.
Different piece of media than Draco.
Yeah.
But that was post-test clarity and I can't fix that.
Post-test clarity.
But I wrote about how their like relationship reflected the relationship of war and how they weren't representations of good.
I hope you get a five.
I hope I do too, of good and evil, but of Draco representing indecision between like wanting to be Voldemort people but being so in love with Hermione.
Yeah.
And Hermione representing like not being able to separate, like, very, like, steadfastness. Like, she was like, no, all of the Voldemort people are evil. None of them are good. But then coming to realize, like, no, some of these people are just as stuck as
I am. There's some moral gray.
Yeah. So I was like, they both exhibit indecision, and this represents the dichotomy of war. I bullshitted so hard.
Did you ever get to a point where you were like, you realized you were a little bit locked in? Like, you were like, holy shit, I'm kind of cooking right now.
No, I think that I was like, I think this gets a passing score.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be like, all right, this girl was talking about
Did you almost get to a point? Did you reread it when you were done? Like when you were like, all right, I've written it. Let me check this out.
I did not reread it in full.
Yeah.
But I reread it in parts to make sure I was like tying back to my thesis.
Was it making you laugh or were you like?
I was like, this is one of the stupidest academic things I've ever done.
And so you didn't have to cite the book. It was like, just think of a book. Huh?
It said, The ability to write about fan fiction is given to you in the rules.
Whoa.
In the rules, it tells you, write about a piece of fiction. It doesn't say published book.
Oh, you're right.
It doesn't say, like, well-known thing.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it just says piece of fiction. And so I didn't cite an author, I just said the name.
Of the story?
Of the story, I just said the auction. Because also I don't remember the author. It's probably, like, Draco's left thumb lover 99.
Yeah, is like, so. Voldemort named in it?
No, I only drop Draco's name,
okay.
And I only allude to, because I had to like kind of summarize the plot, so I was like, there's like, a magical society falls to war, and like, that was kind of all I said.
I kind of appreciate your choice of Draco, now that you say that, because if any fantasy writer, they're like, what am I going to name this male fucking wizard guy?
Yeah.
Draco? Sure, Draco. That sounds sick.
Yeah.
I think that makes more sense.
So...
Good choice.
I hope they read it and they're like, this is stupid as hell, but we can't deny that she has a thesis.
She's actually cooking. Like, I know this fan fiction she's talking about, but she fucking cooked.
That's why I was like, I can't drop both names because then anyone who's read Harry Potter is going to be like, this is about Harry Potter, you stupid. But I was like, only the real ones, only the ones who are in the trenches of Harry Potter fan fiction in middle school are going to know what I'm alluding to.
Okay. That's smart. That's a very bold choice to write about fan fiction on one of your, like, big finals, but...
I knew that it didn't matter.
That's also badass. I gotta give it to you.
Thank you. Anyway, my pictures.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. We're done with all these other ones. That's the only one left.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Well, one of them is a Pokemon card, which is really big.
Nice.
Loving that. It's just a little, like, frog. He does have a staff. He does have a staff, so he's definitely in, like, reference to the guy.
He's doing a spell, even.
He's doing a spell. He's watched the spell episode, or listened to it, not watched.
Unless you're on YouTube, and it's, you know, there's no visual element to it, but you could watch it, arguably.
One day when the inheritance from your rich uncle comes in.
Once the Patreon really gets off the ground and everybody else moves up to Goblin Tier. Hey, this should be a good disclaimer. I feel like I always mention that there's a Goblin Hour Patreon. There is not, as of right now. As of the recording of this, there's not. And I currently have no plans to make one. So.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad, audience, if you're not supporting.
As we may or may not have established, because I don't know if it'll get cut, I am kind of evil. So I do just love to come on here and lie.
No, I've talked about Patreon before. I've always said that.
I love the Patreon bit. Yeah, we've got a little Pokemon frog. He's got a wizard hat. He's super cool. The other ones, this one up here, you know, like Sharknado.
Oh, yeah.
And those like really stupid little. I mean, they're not stupid. They're real.
Sharknado. What? Sharknado is not real.
What?
Sharknado is not a documentary, Finn.
What do you mean?
Cool fact, I saw that movie. I was hanging out with my friend before it even came out, and we saw a trailer for it on the Sci-Fi Channel, and we were like, what the fuck is Sharknado? It was before it was, like, a big meme. And so I feel like I broke this story, because we were really excited for it before it even came out.
Dang.
So, yeah.
I've also seen, like, kind of the equivalent of, like, stupid animal movies, where this guy talked about this series of, and I'll never remember the name, okay, of, like, alligator ones, where they're, like, Sharknado essence-wise. Where
alligator, hurrigator.
Yeah, it's, like, hurrigator or something. It's just, like, and that's what this other picture reminds me of. It looks like, it says, welcome to Loveland, Ohio, but it kind of gives, like,
welcome to Ohio, made in Ohio.
It gives, like, shitty, exaggerated documentary vibes.
You know about Adrian, define our friend group, right?
No.
I gotta show you that when we leave. It's a cool video. It's this, they go up to this kid, and they're like, Adrian, define our friend group. And he just starts saying nothing, and some other guy walks in, and he's like, our friend group is if you took Ohio and you made it to Arkansas or something.
This. I have seen this. I just forgot about this.
And he's like, in a pinch of Arkansas, and together we are fucking chaotic as shit.
Yeah.
Or whatever he says.
And I like that video a lot because it feels serious to me.
It does. No, they're definitely not kidding.
Like, yeah, he's real in that moment.
He's not doing that ironically. He's doing it because he thinks he's awesome. And frankly, he is, because that video has given me so much joy.
Yeah, I mean, if we can quote it back, like, he won.
He did.
In the end.
He's sick for that.
Yeah. I really just like the pictures.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I think that's kind of, that might be all there is. I think it's just comments.
Yeah, I like the, oh, someone said, I want to, GoGo Monkey 2 in 2020 said, I want to hug him. Someone else, roughly 25 dogs, said, don't we all?
Are you reading the comments, Jane?
Yes.
Okay.
Then Mortal Kombat Alien said, dart, frog emoji, have poison on the outside, frog emoji.
Ooh, good point.
So maybe our frogman has poison.
Yeah, okay. I'll take that.
Which is big ups for him.
Currently, it sounds like one person saw a frog and a cop shot an animal. That's like all this one talked about as far as being a cryptid.
I mean, there was nothing else about like the aliens or anything?
No, not really. It didn't really say shit about that.
Yeah. There's, oh my god, Harry Potter callback. We've got someone who just commented in 2019, Wingardium Leviosa.
Just finished reading The Auction. Great story.
He loved The Auction so much that he went on to write that comment. As I did write my essay.
Ooh, true audience.
Yeah.
What are these comments? You got to read them to me.
There's really just none that are that interesting.
Here, give it to me. I'll put them out. We can criticize them at least.
Okay. Yeah, you're better at facilitating this. You're the host. Why am I reading these?
I don't know. You went rogue.
I just got excited.
I want to hug him. Is there a frogman admin on this wiki? I'm just curious. Yeah, terrible. Somebody said, bij frobj. Bad comment. The Loveland frog has had 5 sightings. One in that. This person noticed a plot hole.
Yeah.
If Pepe was real, terrible comment.
See what I mean? Like, that's why I wasn't reading them out.
Couple playing Pokemon Go, wild frogman appeared. Another bad comment. What if Loveland frogmen are salamanders?
I like that.
I actually don't hate that, because salamander is a cryptid/creature that will likely be discussed on this, because there's the salamander and then there's the mythical salamander.
And they're different?
Yes, because we have real salamander animal.
Well, yeah,
but I believe there's like a mythical salamander.
I know salamander. So we might get
it. Somebody said soup time, and then somebody said buy soup like a boss in the comments. You loved that. Your face shows that you thought that was epic.
Can we get a date on that? Was that from 2014?
That was 2018.
Oh.
Somebody said burger time. What the fuck are these comments?
I don't think they're related at all to the article.
Yeah, they're really not. Hippity hoppity, get off my property, said someone. Why is this in the reptile category? Frogs are not reptiles, they are amphibians.
Okay, nerd loser.
I was going to say good point, but yeah. Oh. Fuck that guy. Whatever. Kill him. This person said, okay, so I'm confused. So the first bloke said the frog held a wand. Oh, wait. Okay, I'm confused. First bloke said the frog had a wand above his head, but no one else said it had a wand. So what the heck was the wand? I'm so confused. So either Brainiac came to our world Harry Potter mutated into a frog, or Yoda is a really freaking frog.
Harry Potter.
I love Harry Potter.
Oh, maybe that was the Wingardium Leviosa.
Ooh.
They're saying the frog is a wizard.
You're saying it like fucking built by gamers.
So then, frog.
No, we can't do this. We did it too much last time. There was a lot of complaints about it.
Was there? No, there wasn't.
There was,
man.
From one person.
Who?
Tanner.
Who? Tanner and me can tussle. I saw Tanner at the medieval fair.
Oh, yeah. Did you?
Yeah. Did he not mention
that?
I'm
so jealous. I think he did at some point. What I think you told me, actually.
Maybe I did.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Were you going as a group, or did, like, you put on a little costume, or just have fun?
I didn't have a costume. It was my senior skip day, because I had to go to some of my classes.
Yeah.
The nerds don't skip sometimes, so yeah. My teacher still teaches. So mm-hmm. I went to those, and then afterwards went straight there. So I didn't have a cool outfit.
Did you go with a group, or were you like, I'm going?
I'm going by myself. I went with friends, but I have historically been known to go to the medieval fair.
Okay. Are you saying by yourself?
No, my dad used to take me.
Okay. I gotcha. Another person said Battletoads XD. Somebody right, like 3 days before him also said Battletoads. So I don't know why he just commented again.
He's emphasizing.
Living in Ohio, and this is creepy. I guess most cryptids are. Like, bro really lives in Ohio.
That's not real, man.
God, what a loser.
God, I wish Ohio was real.
Froakie Potter, now my favorite cryptid.
See, they've made a connection I did not make. Like, I was not thinking about
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, no.
Gnar.
Gnar, yeah, Gnar. You're correct. Real life Battletoad versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What beautiful childhood. I'm sorry to bring glorious doom to the farmer, but I don't think it was riding a bicycle. Probably some guy in a ghillie suit riding a bike. We didn't even read that part. Yeah, we were talking about roommates or something.
Yeah, we got lost.
Yoda went to Earth and ate cyanide, but he just mutated. In the first picture, an actual picture, an artist rendering. It's an artist rendering, you moron. I fucking hate these comments.
I love these people, actually.
I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but the top image reminds me of Brainiac. It really does.
Boo.
He has one comment on it.
Boo.
Why would he get hate for that?
I don't even know what that is referencing. I just wanted to give him hate.
Oh my god, what the fuck is it? Brainiac's from a DC villain.
Oh.
This person says, it's haunting my school. And another person commented on that and said, no, it's not. It's too cool to the likes of you. I don't know what these comments are.
I like how neither of their sentences were also, like, both of them were wrong.
I know, they make no sense. Here's another person. They didn't even cite, like, they don't even have a real username. Master Yoda! That's what they said. A man toad slash frog with a wand. Maybe it's a magic toad, psychedelic toad. I don't know, maybe the witness is on the high of some... Oh, what the... Oh, he's talking about bufotenin, which is a psychedelic thing extracted from toads.
Oh, so that's interesting.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, maybe that's the poison or something.
Yeah, he's got inside intel.
Cool one. I like frogs.
Sick, man.
If this isn't fake, I would be surprised that such a hilarious creature existed. It probably doesn't exist. Somebody said it's a man in a leather frog suit. 3 feet to 4 foot frog-like humanoids? Hobbs. Reminds me of Spirited Away.
Okay, real.
Another person just commented on the main page again, but they phrased it like they were responding. True, but I think it's one of those bad rip of monster movies with nothing to do but be weird. Someone commented, like Gamera.
Gamera.
That creature looks like an alien costume from a low-budget sci-fi movie from the 50s. That is so creepy. OMG, a lizard frog humanoid? What's next? A dog with the ape head and donkey tail? Lol.
I feel like that's real.
I think it is, because people are responding to it like, oh, wow, that's crazy. Somebody's mentioning the fucking Mongolian death worm.
Yes!
Crawfordsville monster? Man, crazy. All right, we're done with this shit.
Wow, scary.
I can't believe how scary the frogman was.
I just, like, all the comments felt like, you know when little kids come up to you and they're like...
No, yeah, absolutely.
You
want
to see me do a cartwheel? Yeah. Like, that's what all of
that's
the comments
really what it was.
Like.
It's like, do you know Markiplier? Like, yeah, kid, I do. Tell me about him. Okay, bye. Like, it's every comment.
I love their childlike innocence.
Yeah.
The frogman really brings it out of them.
They're all 11.
Harry Potter frogman.
Harry Potter. All right, Finn, do you have any closing arguments? Anything you want to say?
I don't believe that the Frogman is real. I believe
no.
When you were reading the comments, they said one of them was like, I think it's a guy in a leather frog suit. And that led me to my final theory, which is I know what the Frogman is. He's an escaped, highly detailed furry.
Ooh. He might be considered a scaly because that's what the reptile ones are.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's a scaly. I think it's a scaly. And I think that that's why they had to kill him.
Okay, that's why they executed him?
The cops had to shoot and kill him. And
they executed him.
Oh, no, it was an iguana. Someone's
They
pet.
Did that same shit they always do, where they just see someone and go, oh, no, I thought he had a gun.
Whoops. He was threatening me.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's a good theory. Who do you think would win, Frogman or Lizardman?
Lizardman. I feel like Lizardman had so much
Lizardman had razor-sharp teeth. This is a frog that got shot once and died. Like, frankly, this frog I feel like I could take right now.
Yeah. I feel like it's...
Like, I could just intimidate it away.
Oh, I was going to say throw salt on it. That's slugs.
Honestly, this guy's so weak. That would probably still hurt him. This guy sucks.
I'm so sorry that you were so excited about this and he just, like...
No, it's okay.
He dropped the bomb on you.
They just... I don't know. There wasn't a lot of good information. It had a bike once, but we didn't read that part, so who'll ever know? Maybe there'll be a Frogman Part 2 someday.
Frogman Part 2. Where, maybe we'll have another sighting.
But
That'd
I don't
be
think
big.
There... Yeah. Go back and new series, Goblin Hour reopened or something.
Goblin Search Party, and you actually Ooh. Go find all the cryptids.
Oh, well, that's Goblin Hour Field Investigations, Finn. Don't be crazy.
Sorry.
But, yeah, I think that's it. Do you want to shout anything out?
Shout out The Auction by
that's
Draco
a good one.
Malfoy's Left Toe.
Have you still been playing any more Dave the Diver, or are you done with that?
I actually never finished it, as I tend to not do, but it is a banger game, and I did enjoy it when I played it.
Do you have any new gaming recommendations?
No, I've been back on my Sims.
Ooh, Sims 3.
Sims 3 is, I just can't.
Is
I can't
it Sims 3?
It is Sims 3. It's also Sims 4. I dabble.
No visual thing, but I'm doing the rock on hand gesture.
Yeah, so lots of games. Yeah,
this is the Hang 10. Cool. Yeah, like, what's up?
Is that, hold, I think that's called Shaka.
Whoa, okay. Because the thing is, I know, this is sign language, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
This is rock on. This is the thing Brendan does.
Now I'm looking it up.
Okay. Stay on the edge of your seat, audience.
I like being, I'm right. It's called Shaka, the Shaka signal.
All right, I think that's all we had today, then.
Yeah, that's enough.
All right, Goblin Hour fans, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back, Ben.
Yeah, thank you for coming. It was a lot of fun.
I did have so much fun.
Okay, sounds good. Good night, goblins.
Good night.